This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Landmarks in Oregon.
Yeah. And I think most of these going forward, you're going to start picking up some, wins. It gets less obscure.
Yeah, some of them I've never even heard of.
No. Yeah.
Much less been to. Yeah.
So we got Hell's Canyon comes in at number 10. Number 9, the Oregon Dunes.
Okay.
Yeah. Duh. I didn't know this. Apparently, it was the inspiration for the sci-fi classic now turned into multiple motion pictures, Dune.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It says that it was the inspiration for Frank Herbert's classic sci-fi novel, Dune.
Now, I've been to the dunes, but I've never really done much there. Like, I haven't... You know how people, what do you rent, like...
You ride the dunes.
Yeah, you ride the dunes.
I haven't done that. I've just been there.
It's so fun.
I've dune buggied. Isn't that what those are?
Yeah, I think so. Dune buggy.
Yeah, they're
there
fun.
You go.
Yeah.
No, that's a blast. It's like snowmobiling, but on sand. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is number 9, scrolling down. Number 8, the Willamette Falls, the largest waterfall in Oregon. No.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Willamette Falls, yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
You just kind of had that look. I was like, well, you haven't been to the Willamette? Number 7, Three Sisters.
Okay.
Simple.
Obviously been there.
Yep. Number 6, the Painted Hills.
I don't know that I've been out there. I got to look it up.
It is one of the features of the John Day Fossil Beds, National Monument, the high desert of Central Oregon. Color for the deposits of sediment. Paint the landscape with bands of red, gray, black, and brown.
Yeah.
A majestic sight. Like no other in the Pacific Northwest.
My wife dragged me out there once.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
And did you kind of do the... Eh.
I was like, do we really want to go? I mean, you know.
They're
can
pretty.
I paint you a picture? And she said no, and we went.
Yeah. They're pretty.
Yeah.
I see you're not impressed.
Not really.
Number 5, Smith Rock.
Yeah. I like Smith Rock.
Yep. Number 4, Haystack Rock. Yep. Winter of the Rocks.
Okay.
Everyone's been there.
That's number 4?
That's number
4. Yeah, like... You talk about not really things to do other than just sit at
just
the beach.
Just look at it.
Dude,
yeah,
people
exactly.
love Haystack.
Well, the Goonies and the whole thing.
But that's the thing. You don't go to Cannon Beach for Haystack Rock. You just go to the beach, and then Haystack Rock is there, and you're like, oh, it's the rock.
But you you were calling Multnomah Falls overrated, which I'm sure is going to be in the top 3.
Yeah.
But might I give you, like, if you're just talking about the actual landmark.
Oh, 100%.
Haystack Rock is more overrated than Multnomah Falls.
Yes.
At least Multnomah Falls, you can hike it.
Yeah, but at the beach, I got all kinds of stuff at the beach.
No, I said the actual, I'm talking about the physical landmark.
Here's the thing, I'd rather look at Haystack Rock than I would Multnomah Falls.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't. I'd rather see the falls.
Mm. I find the falls to be, here's the thing. I haven't seen many other, like, super cool rocks on a beach that were in kick-ass movies. Man, I've seen 1,000 waterfalls that are more impressive than Multnomah Falls. Like, when you're in Iceland and you're driving around the country, you're driving from waterfall to waterfall, there are at least 5 waterfalls in between the big waterfalls that you're going to see that are way more impressive than Multnomah Falls. It's not even a, like, I don't even think it's a top 5 waterfall in Oregon. So Haystack Rock is 4. Crater Lake comes in at number 3.
Yeah.
Deepest lake in the United States.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Gotta see it at least once.
Yep. It's Oregon's only full-fledged national park. And it saw more than 750,000 visitors last year.
Yeah, everything else is a state park.
Yes, it is the only full-fledged national park. Number 2, overrated, Multnomah Falls. It's the tallest waterfall, and it is the most popular attraction.
Tallest waterfall in Oregon?
In Oregon, yeah. Yes. And believe it or not, it is indeed the most popular attraction in the state.
Yeah. What's number 1?
That is always stunning to me. And number 1, I mean, that should be pretty easy. I mean, like,
our studio?
No. I mean, it's like the most iconic thing in our state, especially from Portland. Like, you see it every day.
Mount St. Helens. Close.
Mount Hood. And that I can't argue with.
No, lots to do.
It's great.
Yeah.
And winter, just, summer.
And it's stunning. You know, you're lucky every time you're like driving down the highway and you look, and especially like when it's head on and you're just driving and you just see it there on a nice day. You're just like,
yeah. I like when you fly right by it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's just
like in an aeroplane.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. As long as you don't turn it around.
What?
Go to your destination.
Soon. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Make sure you land.
But yeah.
Where we're supposed to.
See, and like of those, the only you cannot debate. That anything is, I mean, Mount Hood is number 1, and it's not even close. Like, it's the goat of landmarks.
So I looked up the 20 Kansas said, landmarks.
Yeah, someone said, by the way, why isn't Timberline Lodge on there? True, Timberline Lodge should be on there.
Well, I think that's included in Mount Hood. Is it not?
That's probably true. Yeah,
that's Valid what point. I think of.
Yeah, I would think so.
Famous Kansas landmarks, dude. I don't even need to get past number 1 before you're like, what? The Cosmosphere, which is it's like a space museum and like a IMAX theater in Hutchinson.
That's what we
yes,
did?
That's number 1 on this list.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And it's cool. It's kind of like a poor man's OMSI.
Yeah.
Only more space oriented, you know, like Space Force.
That's
and stuff.
Not doing anyone any good.
Yeah, that's number 1.
Space Force.
That's so lame.
We used to take field trips there, like as kids.
Isn't that like one of the worst states to have, like the landmarks?
Well, dude, it's not. I mean, I'm looking through here. Dude, it is bad. It is a bad list. Mm. I mean, bad. Number 4 is the world's largest ball of twine, if that tells you anything.
I was going to ask you if there was.
No, the largest ball of twine. I thought that was in Minnesota.
No.
I'm not shocked there's a cup of yogurt or the largest whatever.
Really?
Wait, it may not even be the largest. That's how bad this list is. It says. Number 4, ball of twine. It's a giant ball of twine built by a community in Kansas. It doesn't even say it's the largest.
Yeah, I'm...
In 1973 it was, but I don't know if it is anymore. Hmm.
I would have thought that...
It's in Cocker City.
Weird Al had the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I thought that was the twine ball. But I looked up Washington, and I hate to do this. I think Washington has a pretty good one. Like they
what, number 1?
Well, no, just in general. Like, I looked at their top 10.
They have a little more than Oregon.
Hold on. There's a giant ball in Cocker City in Kansas. That's pretty good.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
I couldn't help myself. So.
Okay, yeah, so you're going to have Mount St. Helens. You're going to have the Olympic National Forest.
Yep.
You're going to have Rainier.
Yep.
You're going to have... what else would you have there? Obviously,
well, if you want to go waterfall, they've got Snoqualmie Falls, which is no offense, but it's better than Multnomah Falls.
Yeah, Snoqualmie. Yeah. Absolutely.
Never
I would
been.
Agree with that.
Where is that?
Kind of north, I think. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Leavenworth's going to be on there. I've been up there. It's beautiful.
And they got the Space Needle on here too.
Oh, that is a fun one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
It's
I mean,
cool. Good
it's,
views.
It's cheesy, but you know, it's.
Yeah, it's good views. You got to do it.
Well, if
it's
you want,
beautiful.
If you want to think about like city. Like skyline things. I mean, it's one of the more recognizable in the country. Like immediately, you know, when you see the Space Needle, you know that you're looking at Seattle.
Have you guys ever eaten dinner up in there in the restaurant?
When I was a kid,
yeah.
But now I think it's like $50 to go up.
Oh, it's Probably. Whoa. I mean, it's like that plus the reservation, yeah, and I'm sure the food is.
Are you paying $50 to go up there?
Oh, no. No.
Dude, less than 20, I'll go.
No, I want to say, because it's been a while, but I remember when taking my kids up there years and years ago and was like, damn, man, they get you. I think the kids might be a little cheaper. I think the kids might be 30.
Yeah, about a decade ago, it was 35 for my dad and I.
But it's expensive.
Damn.
They got the Puget Sound, obviously, which is...
well, that's kind of generic, but okay.
Well, I mean...
Look at Bill Gates' house.
All right. I guess I'll buy that. Tell me they didn't put the state capitol on there.
No, they did not.
Good.
No. They do have the Arthur Foss tugboat, though.
A tugboat?
It's the oldest wooden tugboat that is still floating.
Stupid.
Pacific Crest Trail...
Yeah, but that's in Oregon too, right?
Yeah, that goes through. I mean, that goes.
So why isn't that on Oregon?
I don't know.
That's a great question. Actually.
Well, I guess it's the end of the Pacific Coast Trail.
Yeah, so it's more.
I guess
it's the bigger
yeah,
deal.
Technically, it's where it. Yeah, you can end it there when you're at the Canadian border. So there you go. That's just that's their top 10.
All right. Yeah, I think Washington has Oregon beat in the landmarks department.
Probably.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is that going to piss some people off?
Look, we speak the truth here.
Yeah.
We have courage.
I don't get all the Washington, Oregon hate.
Oh, what about the San Juans? Were the San Juans on there?
Ooh, that's a
dude,
good
those
one.
Things yeah. are San Juan
yeah,
Island?
The San Juans were on there. They had the San Juan. There was a park. The San Juans were on there. Did
Take
I not
ferry
say
ride?
That?
Yeah.
You did not.
They were, I think they were like six. San Juan National Historic Park. Yes.
Yeah,
number six.
Go to Seattle. There's just way more to do. And discovering not just like downtown Seattle, but there's like five landmarks, it seems like, kind of right there. Whereas opposed to like Oregon, you're in Portland. You got to go out of Portland to find all these landmarks.
That's right. But that's the beauty of Oregon. I mean, that's why you come to Oregon.
It's spread out.
The state is just, there's a lot to explore outdoors wise. And that's the calling card. It's great. It doesn't all have to be in one place, Schultzy.
I agree.
MF-er.
All right.
I'm getting defensive.
I love my state, but all right.
I love Oregon and I love Washington. And maybe that's because I've spent so much time in both. But I don't know. I just never understood the weird, like, you know, I get not liking the University of Washington or not liking the University of Oregon, but people get all pissy about literally not liking the state of Washington or the state of Oregon. And I'm like, does tax bother you that much? Like, it's... so fascinating, because like living over in Vancouver, I'll have people both sides that act like I'm on the other side of the moon, They'll be like, where were you? I'm like, I'm going to a bar. They're like, oh, I'll meet up with you. I'm like, okay, it's over here in Portland. Like, I'm not going over there. You're like, what? No. And then the vice versa. I'm like, well, I'm over in Vancouver. You want to come over? They're like, well, I'm not. No, I'm just Vancouver. I'm like, dude, it is from the office in the middle of downtown. It takes me, with no traffic, it takes me 21 minutes. But it takes me 30 to get to Happy Valley. But no one would be like, Happy Valley. Oh, God, not going to Happy Valley.
Well, I don't want to go to Happy Valley, but I would say that that's two very different things. You know, like Vancouver, I mean, I don't want to spend much time in Vancouver if I don't have to. But in the state of Washington, I mean, there's a lot to love and explore there. So it's very similar, maybe even better than Oregon in that way. Yeah. But, you know, it's just the whole Pacific Northwest is a beautiful place to go and be. But Vancouver, Washington, I could skip. But come on. Mount St. Helens, though.
Well, here's the thing about Vancouver. Like, to me, all Vancouver is just a suburb. It's a suburb of Portland.
Right.
It's
so why would I want to go there?
Well, I'm not. But I'm saying, like, if you go into Gresham or Happy Valley, or if you go out to Tualatin or wherever, they're no different. It's just a suburb. It's just across. Well, it's just across the river. But people act like crossing that river somehow is like.
Well, I think the point maybe they're leaving out is that they also don't want to go to Hillsboro in Gresham. You know, like, I mean, if you ask them and say, hey, I'm in Vancouver, oh, I don't want to go up there. Then you say, well, I'm in Gresham, come on out. They'd be like, yeah, great. No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, no, I don't want to go there either. So it's all the same.
Okay. So the suburb. Screw the suburbs.
Well, I mean, you know, some are better than others.
Driving sucks.
Like, what is the best suburb? Like, if you're going to go to a suburb to party or dine or go to a show, you know, do something, where are you going?
Lake O. West Lynn for me.
Well, I mean, that's a fancy.
But those are, okay, first of all, those are two different suburbs. And
they're
Lake.
Pretty connected, but okay.
Well, but they're two different towns.
All right, fine, Lake O.
Yeah, Lake O. See, I don't know that I'd choose Lake O.
I'm not a Lake O guy.
I think it's very.
You got a cob up your ass.
Well, it's snooty because it's Ritz.
Exactly.
Ritzy. But I think it's kind of contrived. Like, it's a little. I don't know. It's not natural.
I don't mind what Tualatin's bringing to the table.
Yeah, I like Tualatin.
Hey, do you know Kyle Knepper?
Yeah, I do know Kyle Knepper.
So he used to work here.
Uh-huh.
I ran into him at Black Butte Ranch a couple weekends ago. Yeah. He is now the head cheese. Well, he's not the head cheese, but he's like the comms guy for Tigard.
Oh. Okay.
And he was telling me about all the awesome things in downtown
Tigard,
which there's that little. I don't know if you've ever been there, but
it's
there's
the main strip.
Yeah. There's a main strip there. It's kind of nice. They're doing a lot of fun stuff there.
I don't mind what Wilsonville's bringing to the table.
I mean, I live in Wilsonville. It sucks that they don't have any spots that close like after 11. It's really tough. You got to go to Tualatin to find that late night feel.
Where do you go in Wilsonville? Is there a downtown Wilsonville that I've been missing?
I guess technically that would be like right next to the Fred Meyer off the highway.
I hate to do this because it's going to sound like I'm being a homer. I'm not kidding. The best Portland suburb outside of Lake O, if you want to do the rich thing, because they've got the lake, they got the money. It's very high class. So if you want to eliminate that, because that's a little different. The best all-around suburb, if you're looking for things to do, it's Vancouver. And it's not even close. We have beaches, waterfront. We have, again, anything you want to do on the water, they've got that. We've got Vancouver Lake. There's actually more restaurants and probably better restaurants than most suburbs not named Lake O. The new waterfront down in Vancouver is very nice. We have an El Gaucho, for God's sakes.
Do you have drugs?
We do have drugs. We do got drugs.
Nice Mexican restaurant, Dos Alas, as well. Been down there.
Yeah, Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver's got stuff going on.
And we don't have a lot of the bad homeless, at least, you know, not as bad as is over here. It's more affordable than most of the other places. And for a lot of it, it's really close, depending on where you live in Vancouver. It's actually really close to get anywhere into Portland. I'm telling you, Vancouver, for a suburb, people don't want to hear it, but they act like, you know, and it's so far away, and it's really not any more, it's not any further than any other suburb for the most part. And Vancouver actually is a nice suburb. Now, if Portland wasn't where it was at, Vancouver would suck. I would not want to live in Vancouver. If you took Vancouver and put it in Kelso, get out of here. Because I spend most of the stuff that I go do is in Portland. But for a suburb, I'm a big proponent of the Couve.
Beaverton hasn't been mentioned, but it's got a lot going on there.
Yeah, Beaverton's solid.
It is solid. That would be a good word to describe it.
I like Beaverton as well.
Downtown Beaverton's kind of...
You get me out to Hillsboro, now I'm too far, and then the traffic
in 26. I've never spent much time in Hillsboro. I don't know what's going on out there in Hillsboro.
Yeah.
Somebody invite me to Hillsboro.
Yeah, I'm all right.
And I probably won't show up.
No. But Beaverton. Beaverton's good. Beaverton's solid. Tell you what, though, 26, that puts a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, but you mentioned Wilsonville. I hate to say this, but I got to bring up the 5G.
Same thing, right?
The freeway.
Yeah. Sucks.
It's the 5G backing up that freeway.
Right? I hate driving through there.
And Vancouver gets that a lot because of the bridge. Oh, I got to cross the bridge. People don't like crossing the bridge.
Well, I did hear about, I know, Schultze, we got to go. I did hear about the Wilsonville, you know how I-5 always gets jammed up in Wilsonville?
Mm-hmm. Yippers.
I did hear the reason for that. It is shockingly not the 5G under the freeway. It's the fact that there's really only two ways to get in and out of Wilsonville,
exactly.
And they both involve getting on the freeway. So it just gets packed there.
You basically come to a two-exit or like two-on-ramp area with a three-lane bridge in the Boone's Bridge, your gateway down to Woodburn. And that is the only way.
That's the only way,
unless you're on 99 WRE to get out. There's the Charbonneau River there, so we got to cross over that. Unfortunately, limits traffic
through
there.
So you can't really backdoor anything there. You have to use I-5.
Yeah,
and that's why it's so busy down there.
There's a Canby ferry for like two cars at a time, but that's it.
Yeah. All right, well, there's hot local suburb talk.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.